I've never been to the Kruger National Park, and before you gasp with horror, it's not because I didn't want to. I just never had the opportunity to see it the way I wanted to understand the dynamics, the beauty, and the power of nature. The Kruger National Park is the largest safari park in South Africa and is home to the Big Five, as well as all of the country's large carnivores, and boasts the largest populations of a number of game species, including white and black rhino, savannah buffalo, and savannah elephant. The massive expanse of the Kruger National Park is home to over 147 species of mammals, 114 reptile species, 51 snake species, 49 fish species, and a massive 508 species of birds, a number unrivaled anywhere else in South Africa. Home to the Big Five of the African animal kingdom, rhino, lion, buffalo, leopard, and elephant, the Kruger National Park is South Africa's largest conservation area, covering an expanse of 19,455 kilometers squared. The reserve has an anti-poaching unit of 650 rangers employed solely to protect the animals from being hunted. The opportunity to visit the Kruger National Park arose in the form of an invite from the honorary park rangers to spend 2 days in their company and in the bush. I've heard a little about the group of men and women who on a volunteer basis dedicate their time to be part of the magnificence of the bushveld that words can never begin to describe. The thing with visiting a place for the first time is you want that memory and experience to remain etched in your heart and mind forever. The experience I had carved a spot in my heart that left me wanting more of this priceless piece of nature. One of the aspects of the two-day stay, and there were many that captured my heart, is the brutality and reality of rhino poaching. I'm a strong supporter of rhino conservation. I spoke to Sam Ferreira from the Bomas at the Kruger National Park about rhinos. This is what he had to say.
On average, about 1% of a standing population in any particular year. In the later years, it's become less and less and less. And that has served as a critical part of actually spreading rhinos elsewhere. So the private industry, for example, including John Hume, has got roughly about a quarter of South Africa's rhinos are sitting on private land. And that came from good protection that happened in places like Kruger, and then you shifted. Later on, we started selling them. Initially, it was donating. Now we're selling them. And we would like to continue with that. And we are continuing with it because it is easier in the short term to protect a rhino on a smaller area. It's just got a smaller, it's more efficient, and all that other sort of thing. But if you think of the conservation principles, remember we are an organization where we don't exist just for rhinos. We exist for the full spectrum of South Africa's biological heritage. When do you get that? When you've got extensive areas that are sitting around. So we would rather partner with private guys that are making use of extensive ranching exercises. That's now got rhinos walking around on their own. They can choose who they mate with. They can choose where they eat. So you're not interfering with those sort of things. And in the process, you've got accidentally a bunch of other outcomes. Other species also benefit now because there's large areas that's sitting out there. So that's where we focus, and that's where we realize we can put our rhino strongholds in as part of the biological management that's sitting out there. So how do we do this? The guys go out in the field and they capture rhinos. It is a quite a well worked out process, and then we say they find rhinos and they will actually dart it from the air, providing using a chemical immobilization, and you can literally sort of wake the rhino up halfway, and then you walk him with ropes around its feet into a crate, and you load the crate up on a truck, and you can bring him up and you can walk him into this particular bomas. Yeah, that's one way. Sometimes we just shift him directly to another park. In the bomas, they often require adaptation. There is a young rhino that came in 2 days ago. I'll show you that very, very shortly. It seems like this little youngster is actually an orphan that we picked up from the mother after mother's cougar. But there is some adaptation that the guys have to do, and you probably heard in the background the radio playing. We'll walk up there now. I can see how he's going to ask, can I try 702 on this, rather than Jacaranda or something. But that helps to calm the rhinos and all these sort of things. And then from here, the decisions will then make. Well, if a rhino is not adept, about 10% of them, don't they release them again into the places where they caught them and so forth. As part of our biological management work, we also do quite a bit of research work where we ask a lot of questions about how rhinos actually use landscapes, where they decide to go, what they're feeding on, etc., etc. So that does require rhino capture, putting a transmitter on them, and so forth. Okay, so that's a very brief introduction to rhinos.
Now, there is one animal that has made a huge difference in dealing with rhino poaching. This dog risks his life in the battle to save the rhino from extinction, has been awarded the PDSA Gold Medal, recognized worldwide as the Animals George Cross.
As well as all their great work as a vet charity, PDSA awards its famous medals to animal heroes. Today, I have the honor of announcing the latest PDSA Gold Medal recipient. He's a beautiful six-year-old Belgian Malinois called Canine Killer. His job is to help rangers track down poachers in Kruger National Park, South Africa, who kill native rhinos for their valuable horns. All of the African rangers and dogs do a fantastic job, but Killer is so good at what he does that they contacted PDSA and asked him to be recognized.
The medal is the highest honor a civilian animal can receive for bravery and devotion. In the past 4 years, the acute tracking skills of 5-year-old Canine Killer, a Belgian Malinois, have led to the arrests of 115 poachers, making him the most successful dog working with Kruger National Park's Special Operations Team. Alongside handler Amos Nzimba, Killer is flown in by helicopter to track and apprehend armed poachers when they are sighted or when a dead rhino is discovered. On one patrol, Killer even came under fire from a heavy caliber rifle. Environmental Crimes Investigation Unit's Bruce Leslie, who nominated the determined dog for the award, says it was all in the line of duty. He says Killer's sense of smell is absolutely amazing at tracking people, and he makes us more successful and increases our arrest rate. I spoke to Bruce Leslie about the award-winning Killer Canine Dog.
What about the message just to our viewers? I mean, if you had to say something with regards to the phenomenal work that the dog does.
Well, I think we are as humans, we think we're awesome. But the animal that can't talk, it's got an amazing nose, it's got stamina, it's dedicated, it loves the handler and can love you as a person. And their love is unconditional. You know, and we as people have all these conditions. We don't love this person for this or that belief or this or that religion for that matter. But the dog, he don't care. He just loves you. You just love him back. That's all he wants is love. And I think that's the message, and that's what we need to take home, is that sometimes love is unconditional. And you've got to share that amongst each other.
As the excursion came to an end, a tinge of sadness enveloped me as I had to leave the serenity of God's beauty behind and return home. The visit to the Kruger National Park is a memory that will linger in my heart for years to come. This trip, my first trip, was made possible by the South African Honorary Rangers, who channel their passion for nature and our national parks into focused action by making a direct contribution to SANPARK. Finally, a thank you to our brilliant and wonderful rangers, Farouk Hassan and Vanessa Bondenstein-Freedom, who taught us a lot about the Kruger National Park, how to track and identify different game and their poo, learning about plants and trees, so much other stuff, but most of all, they also kept us safe. Now, I'm ready to go into the wild. Faisal Patel, Radio Islam News, Kruger National Park.
والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا